from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Yesterday on the show, Chef called me out on something that I said, and I thought Chef was wrong, so much so that I doubled down and tried to justify what I said.
I heard that, too.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, afterwards, I realized how embarrassed I was. And at 11:33, we share that. And I'm just going to give you guys an example of how you can still learn even today. Chef, you really got me yesterday. But
well,
thank you
we
for
all
that.
Take our turns.
We do. If there's anything you know at the show, we've all had to admit, oops, we were wrong.
I mean, this is one of those that I'm so glad that you called me on this, because I would feel so horrible if I was at a dinner party or at someone's home and said this and people didn't say anything to me, but they're just thinking like bad thoughts about me. Anyways, 11:33, find out what that is, and maybe you might learn something from it. We'll do that next. But right now, it's time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, you just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
Okay, so let's start off with vaccines. And the issue of vaccine passports has come up a lot. The Biden administration says, no, there's going to be no federal vaccine standard that requires you to carry around a card. Nevertheless, there are a lot of places online where you can go out and buy a fake vaccination card for about $20 to $60. Apparently, this is one of the reasons why the government doesn't want you posting your photos, is because people can then replicate those cards. Gee, I'm going to ask you, though, fake vaccine cards, is this going to be a big deal?
Yes, it is going to be a big deal. Ursula, did I answer that right?
Well, you just answer it the way you want to answer it.
No, I'm just making sure.
Well, because, okay, what G's referring to is we have our pre-show meeting, and we go through how it is that we're going to, you know, what's our take on it. But sometimes within that two-hour span, G decides to change his mind.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure, because you guys absolutely know I do no research on these topics. So therefore, I want to make sure I'm good. Okay.
And I do try to.
All right. You're going to stop with the brutal honesty today, G.
Oh, I mean, anyways, so when it comes to this whole vaccine deal, yeah, it's going to be a big problem. If there's one thing, and I know anybody listening right now, you never did this, so I'm not talking to you. But there used to be a problem with people having fake IDs to do things and purchase things and go into places. Well, there is a possibility if you want to go on a cruise with Ursula, because you know Ursula loves cruises. If you want to do that, some of these cruise lines are requiring you to have your vaccines. So you want to do that? You go on this little on the website, the black dark web, and you get your vaccine card for the price of whatever it is, and you do that. That could be a problem, Ursula.
Well, and yes, we both agree on this now. And we agree on this, but for me, it's the simple reason. If you're faking it, so a couple of things. One, if you're faking it, that means that we are assuming that, you know, a certain percentage has the vaccine when in fact you don't, although I know that there are actual records being taken. But again, people are going to assume that you have it, and then, you know, lo and behold, they get sick. So, yes, it is going to be a big deal. But you know what I've noticed? I have had to tell so many people, be careful, because everyone wants to share the pictures on Facebook. I got my vaccine, and they have everything on there, including their date of birth. Don't do that. I mean, if you really want to share it, show the picture of the needle going into your arm or something else, but don't show your vaccine card, because, yes, scammers are using them.
I don't think this is a big deal at all, frankly, because for the very simple reason, if I make a fake vaccination card, you know who I'm cheating? Myself. I didn't go out and get a vaccine, so now I have the potential to get sick. Great. You've trolled yourself. And how many people are realistically going to put down like $2,000, $5,000 on a cruise on the off chance that they show up with some homemade vaccination card? They're going to be let onto that cruise.
I think there are people who just absolutely don't want to have the risk, quote-unquote, of getting the vaccine, so they're going to fake it just to get on the cruise.
Here's the deal. How many people will actually do this? I think it's going to be such a small percentage of folks that actually try it. It's not going to be a big deal at all.
How many people have fake insurance cards? Somebody just text in, by the way, I'm taking your
and
thunder.
And what happens when you crash? That.
It's a problem when you crash.
Yeah.
But what happens when you get pulled over by the police and you got that fake insurance card? You get out of that insurance ticket. Stop it, chef. Come on now. This can rise a little bit.
Yeah, there's no good that would come out of it. And yes, it could be a big deal. So not just your fake insurance card, but let's just go back to fake vaccine cards. So then, for example, you are at a workplace and they require you to show that you've been vaccinated. You're using your fake vaccine card. No, you are putting other people at risk.
So let me guess. Let's say there's 100 people in an office. One, maybe two people pretend they got vaccinated with a fake card. Everyone else is vaccinated. There's no problem there.
No, there is a problem. Remember, G got...
fully vaccinated.
Yes, if fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
You still can get COVID. You know that.
Chef, this is what we're talking about right now. Hold on. In the 9 o'clock hour,
Ursula's just realizing he's wrong right now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No, I'm not.
But one thing about Chef, he will not go.
If you actually received both vaccines, yes, you can still get COVID. Yes, you can still pass it on. The effects of that, though, they are much diminished, correct?
Still, do I want to get it?
Don't nobody want to get it. You don't want to have it. Trust your boy. Listen.
I'm way more concerned about businesses opening up way too early, restrictions being rolled back in states, than I am by the tiny minority of Americans who will choose to do something like this.
If it weren't
a problem, we wouldn't be talking about it this early in the whole vaccine process. Scammers are all over it.
Go to the text line. The text line told us this morning that we had folks saying, I'm not getting a vaccine.
Yes.
In Ursula's top five, we talked about nine of the 10 counties in eastern Washington. Folks are people saying they're not getting a vaccine. And as a matter of fact, here comes a text right now. I would totally get a fake vaccination card.
There you go.
See, G, I just had to do that so that you'd feel better at 11:30 when you admit that you were the one who was wrong.
Okay, this is no laughing matter. No, vaccine cards, fake ones, no good.
Okay. Moving on. So there's a video from a Korean professional esports player that sparked a lot of discussion about anti-Asian racism. And he's talking about this in the context of when he moved to the United States. But it brought to mind the issue of the toxic environment and racism, and frankly, horrendous racism, that is the environment within online gaming. And Ursula, I'm going to ask you, would you be okay with your kids playing online with strangers in an environment that is often incredibly abusive?
Okay, put that way, I would say no. However, I'm just going to keep it real. And my boys would play those games where you are playing against strangers. But I have had those conversations with them about things that you don't do, information that you don't give, understanding the environment that you are in. And so they came out of it unscathed. But I would say that, you know, should you? Probably not. Will they? Probably. So I would rather say arm them with good information versus saying you can't do it. And then they're just going to go to their friend's house and do it.
Right. G?
Man. That online gaming community and world is whoa. And the reason why I say that is because in the beginning of it, when my kids were coming up and they were of age, I let them get on it right away. I didn't know about it until they told me. They came to me and said, Dad, listen to this. And that's how I got educated about what is being said online. It's brutal. There's some parents right now, you guys are listening, you're like, yeah, G, it is brutal. Ursula, you've had kids. You know about it being brutal. You've had conversation with your kids. So my assessment is, yo, if you can, try to keep your kids off of it, because I would believe that even what you think is going to be on there, it's more than what you think. And I think today, it's even more than what it used to be. So I just think it gets worse and worse and worse. It was being talked about. I say stay away from it.
I'm kind of in agreement with both of you because, Ursula, I agree that it's impossible to – I don't think prohibition works in parenting or in governance almost ever, right? People will always find a way. That being said, I'm extremely reluctant to expose my son to an online gaming environment because I know from personal experience and from my friend's experience, that is one of the first ways that young people are exposed – to incredibly toxic racism. And it is a normalized environment within online gaming to use slurs consistently, repetitively, to talk about people's, you know, their moms, their girlfriends, their sisters, etc., in the most degrading ways possible. And I actually know people, this has translated from, this is in the past, but it translated from that online environment to in their real life. This is the way they began to talk about other people. In that whole environment, we talk about, you know, social media apps and comment feeds on websites, but that is nothing compared to an unmoderated feed in an online video game because you cannot do that in real time until you get the AI that's capable of doing it. This is one of the environments I am most concerned about.
And I understand the concern. My point is I can't monitor my kids 24/7. I couldn't. I was a full-time, more than full-time working parent. Mm-hmm. And my husband was working as well. So we have to arm them to make the right choices. I can guarantee you right now, them as adults, they've never spoken that way.
Yeah.
They wouldn't survive, first of all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I understand the concern.
Food for thought. G,
mm.
You haven't been feeling too great over the last week, and you got a couple, you know, negative COVID tests, so... what else could it be? Why not turn to Google? Well, a new study came out and finds that Dr. Google is actually pretty decent at diagnosing symptoms. But let me ask your opinion. Do you think you can actually get a good diagnosis on yourself from looking at the internet?
No, you get some bad anxiety is what you get. It does not go well for me. Over the last week, I'll tell you, you guys talk about COVID way too much. Sure. I mean, we are in the middle of a global pandemic. So over the last year, we have talked about COVID. We've had Dr. Angela Rasmussen on every single Tuesday for an entire year. And even doing all that, once you contract COVID, you would be amazed at the rabbit holes that I've gone down over the last few days. And it's not fun. And it's actually scary. Have you ever spent some time just diagnosing yourself? It is just not a good idea. You know the best thing to do? Go to the doctor and let them figure it out. Because what ends up happening is you start going places, then you might go onto a group site or a Reddit deal, and somebody might say something and might have you up all night. It's worrisome, Ursula.
As someone who's gone down that rabbit hole quite a few times, I still believe that you can accurately diagnose yourself because who knows you better than yourself? So often, especially today, when doctors have so little time to see you, I always feel like I'm squeezed in between many, many appointments and they're usually running late. So you have very little time to explain everything. So I like to do as much research as I can before I even see the doctor, and then I can kind of pinpoint and also gives me an idea as to whether I should even go in to see the doctor because you also, you know, can't go every single time you've got any sort of symptom, right? The thing I don't like about it, though, is once you have done the Google and you've looked up something and maybe you pondered a little bit, suddenly now every ad, every warning is all about that. Everywhere I look, it's like, that can convince you that, oh my gosh, do I suddenly have colon cancer now? you know, it could be just, but I think there is some benefit in doing some of the research before you go to the doctor because that can help your doctor out. Again, you can advocate for yourself, but don't already go from, I have a headache to that might be, you know, a brain tumor.
So can I just share something with you guys? So
yes,
I was today. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
Tuesday in the middle of the night, I woke up just coughing, choking, right? Just, I don't know what happened, whatever, but I thought it was COVID related. right? Man, I was online, started looking at stuff. This was at like 2 a.m. I didn't go back to sleep the rest of the time because I was online trying to make sure that I was starting to think to myself that the COVID is starting to get worse. And was this the reason why it woke me up out of my sleep? That's why this topic right now, you can hear the emotion from me. Yo, just go to the doctor, man. This is not funny. There's some people out there that you guys know what I'm talking about. You start keeping yourself up and you start worrying and the mind starts playing tricks on you. It's scary.
I got to ask real quick before we get out of this, though. Yeah. Medical professionals, do you find that Google is helpful or harmful to your patients? Because I know I've certainly had this experience going into a doctor. I'm like, well, I have symptom X, Y, Z, and, you know, A. According to what I've been looking at, it could potentially be this. And they just go,
stop Googling.
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you guys coming up with your own diagnoses. Gee, I wanna follow up on a conversation that we were going to have yesterday but really didn't. We talked to Chris Sullivan about the difference between narking on someone and reporting. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, you know, just private citizens, we witness a lot of crazy stuff on the roads all of the time. Should we all have a dash cam in our cars, G?
Yes, we should. There's some things that would be cleared up right away. Like, you know, some of those car accidents that you believe wasn't your fault and they maybe took the other side. And then there was no cameras back then to justify or tell the truth of that story. Yes, absolutely. And then you could see some of these crazy drivers out there speeding and stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys make fun of me for not wanting to speed. But, yeah, there's a reason why I don't do it. Ursula, put dash cams in every car. As a matter of fact, just put them in all the cars the same way you put seat belts in cars.
You know what? I was ready to fight you on this one, but the way you put it, I might have to agree with you. Although my initial reaction was, why do I need a dash cam in my car? Like, what am I looking for in my, you know, in my behavior? And then I realized, oh, wait, maybe that would be bad too.
Well, if you're anything like me, you're a little bit hesitant because you wonder if the dash cam might provide the evidence against you instead of against someone else, right? That's the big concern.
That's what I mean. There was a promo that I had to have killed because I admitted that I broke the law.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking about, you know, as I'm thinking about getting a new car, maybe I should get a Subaru.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody pulling over a Subaru.
I haven't been pulled over yet. It's been very safe.
Nobody's going to pull over a Subaru. That person that is going to and from.
They ain't pulling over so Subarus funny. Here, G. That's like 20% of the cars
on
exactly.
the road. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Coming up next, yesterday I said something on the show. Chef called me out. I tried to justify. And I ended up doubling down on my ignorance. Find out what I learned, and maybe you might learn. We'll see next. It's the G and Ursula Show.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. Happy Thursday to all of you. While I was home yesterday, G, I was listening to the show, as you know, and I heard Chef call you out during one of your discussions with Dre's. You were talking about that nurse who got stuck in Mexico because of COVID.
I got to call you to the carpet really quick. Third world country, knock it off with that. Mexico is not a third world country.
Are you guys want to let's talk about Mexico and some there are some places in there. You want to tell me that there's some places in Mexico that's just not considered a third world country?
Hold on, I have to just interject here. Ursula demanded receipts. I take no responsibility for that. That was not me trying to interject. That is just Ursula said, hey, G likes receipts, so let's get one.
Right. No, I think it perfectly helps with this story to bring the receipt. Yeah,
yes, you've got to
sure.
set it up, and you were having a good discussion, and I knew where you were coming from. I understood, and I, being 100% honest, have used the term third world not that long ago, right? So let's explain, though, why it is something that you want to avoid using.
Yeah. So it took me some reading because Brother Chef had sent it. And usually one thing about Chef, Chef's not going to say something. Chef's a very fair dude for sure. And I trust that. So when he said that to me, of course, my reaction was to justify me saying third world country, because that's what I've said my whole life. That's what I've always heard. That's what I've always referred to places that I've gone into Mexico, or places with, quote, lack of resources. Well, anyways, the article that Chef sent me to help me better understand made me just kind of drop my phone on my bed when I was reading. And one of the things they talk about is the term third world, and how basically it is a way to characterize those less well off. We're talking about troubled countries. Look, not every place is the United States of America. So if that's the case, if I am sitting using this time to call places a third world country, so do I go into a city or a part of a city with lack of resources and call it the third world part of the city? That's wrong. And I had no idea, and I was grateful to learn this yesterday, because I got to tell you, I would have never known. I would have been that person at the dinner party that brought that up. And maybe nobody says anything, but they're thinking in the back of my mind, don't be that guy.
Well, and I think maybe no one would even think twice about it, but let's just talk about why it is outdated and could be basically seen as offensive. And that is because it essentially says one is superior and another is inferior. And this is based on what? Because there are people who are poor in this country. They're not as smart. They don't have the same value as humans. No. Right. But that's the way it comes across. And as some experts would say, I mean, this basically dates go all the way back to the 1950s. And so, you know, what is first world? According to that definition, it's basically U.S., Western Europe, and the Allies. Then the second world was the communist bloc. So Russia, China, Cuba, and their allies. And then everyone else falled into third world. Yeah. But it basically connotes that, hey, you know, you're less than, you are, you know, oppressed, you are impoverished. I mean, and some of the things are true, but it doesn't mean, I will tell you that growing up in the Philippines, in some of the poorest areas of the country, there were the most educated people. There were people who you know, even spoke English, could speak multiple languages, valued education. What they didn't have was money.
I'm just amazed and shocked that I never saw it before. I never saw it. Again, you guys heard me double down and try to justify me saying third world country. I never thought, I'm always talking about the problem in society, how we people look at people that have, that don't have the financial means, and they look at them as less than, or it's kind of a way for someone to feel superior if they have these means. And yesterday, what I did by calling, I was giving an example of down in Mexico, by calling it a third world country, is a true example of me talking as if I'm superior and they are less than. And that's wrong. And not only I can't believe I didn't see that angle, number one, and number two, I can't believe I've never even heard about this before until yesterday. Like, how in the world am I this old to, number one, not notice it myself?
The only reason,
and number
I'm laughing,
two,
you're being almost too hard on yourself. Gee, well, okay, because people still use the term. We're just trying to say, yeah. Hey, you know what? I mean, I may have even used it in describing what happened on January 6th. I am trying to go back to, I think I may have been one of those people that said, this is what happens in third world countries, right? Because we're better than that.
But Ursula, I've never heard anybody, like Chef is the first person in my life that I've ever heard. I've never seen it on social media. I've never seen it or heard. I've never heard it or seen it anywhere.
I want to make a quick point on this, G, because I called you out not because I want to shame you, but because it's just something that, hey, you know what, you should be aware of this. And I want everyone to be quite clear that no one is going to get canceled for saying the term third world country. Yes. It's just that, hey, you know what, you should be aware that this comes with some freight. You know, there's some baggage with the term that's offensive, and nobody is going to be persecuted for learning and evolving as a human being and trying to be a more kind and considerate individual.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the terms that's being used now and is more accepted is developing countries. They're developing. They're still in progress. They're working toward it.
Hold on. Let me get my my envelope full of things to say. Okay, take out third world country. Developing country into the envelope. Okay.
Yes. But anyway, I appreciate it. And I loved your discussion. I loved that he called you out only because it allows us to, hey, let's explore it. You know, I learned something too.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Coming up next, it's time to get some of your text messages, feedback, and then, of course, Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to The G and Ursula Show. Welcome back in. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Thursday to all of you. I always know when the show is going really good and Chef's having a good day. You want to know how I know, Ursula?
How's that?
When I don't get the text from Chef.
No, he's scrambling. We don't thank him enough because
he has
a ton of stuff. He contributes so well to the show, and then he's also doing stuff behind the scenes. So.
Someone has to be wrong, you know, one out of three times.
I love it.
Let's get to it, Ursula. Get us started.
Okay, so when it comes to Eastern Washington's vaccine hesitancy, 425 says, a lot of Trump's followers don't believe he actually got the vaccine. They think that Trump and Pence both took a placebo. They both have made it clear that they did get the COVID vaccine.
Are people getting vaccinated for show? 425 says, sure, people enjoy a few likes on social media when they post a vax photo, but no one is doing it for show. There are a lot of people who've said COVID was no big deal for the last year, and a lot of those people were in the first line to get their shots. They're just not posting it on social media. This is half my family.
When it comes to dash cams, 360 says, in Russia, judges won't hear a case unless there is a dash cam. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. There's so many dash cam videos. It's like Florida sunshine laws. That's why we see all the crazy drivers in Russia.
Yeah, please make cars with dash cams. Anyway, self-diagnosing on the internet. 206 says, my girlfriend is a hypochondriac and WebMD is a nightmare.
Yeah, that would be a problem. 425 says, sometimes the internet is the better doctor.
Oh. 253 says, self-medical diagnosis is not always bad. Last July, I was having gastronomical issues. I looked up my symptoms and thought I had stomach cancer. My doctor didn't think so, but we did a blood test 2 weeks later. I found, follicular cancer. Ooh, treatment has gone well. Good for you. And for the time being, I'm in remission. But if I hadn't Googled it, who knows what would have happened.
That's just
it. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And continued recovery and a full recovery for you. 602 says, I was able to ask my doctor for a thyroid test after going to Dr. Google and determining that I had hyperthyroidism, and I was correct. See, you've got to advocate for yourself. Okay, when it comes to SeaTac crowds, 206 says, I'm an employee at SeaTac, and yes, the crowds are bigger than normal. One of the main reasons for the big lines is that they're having everybody go through one screening security area instead of opening up all the other security screening checkpoints. I'm assuming they just don't want to pay the extra TSA agents. Mm. Oh, boy.
Online video games. 425 says, I remember as a kid, I was in a lobby for Halo, and a bunch of people were cracking over 100 really bad racist jokes. And what's sad is I still remember them. If you're going to game online, mute everybody.
Oh, good point. And I know that we have. Okay, so 206 says, the online community is huge. Some quote unquote kids do and say anything to frustrate their opposition. When playing, many don't care about feelings. It's all about winning.
In scenarios, there was a team that Natina came out as a joke on his conservative parents. They were supportive.
253 says, you mean that people are complicated and complex individuals and can't be put into simplistic categories or stereotyped? Hopefully he remembers what he learned for a long time.
Hello. 206 says, I'll take things that definitely never happened for 500, Alex. I know. I feel like that was kind of a... I'm not so sure about that
He's
scenario.
Trying to go little Claudia Conway gotcha on mom and dad, you know?
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's get to the mic drop text of the day. Ursula?
360, 80% of us can agree. This is because I asked, is there anything that 80% of us can agree on? And 360 says, yes. 80% of us can agree that Red House Jingle is banging.
At the Red House.
Ursula, did you miss that yesterday? Was that hilarious?
Yes. And by the way, that commercial is actually pretty old. I mean, it was from a while back. So did they
still,
just resurrect
floating
it?
Around,
I know.
And they're still issuing statements about it.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yes.
Well, it just seems, you know, apropos for today, right, for sure.
Let's get to Ursula's Words to Live By, brought to you by ProClub.
And this is about always try to learn and admit that maybe sometimes you're wrong, that you can learn from your mistakes. And this is a quote, and I can't credit the person who did it, but I love it. Always walk through life as if you have something new to learn, and you will. We
wow.
learn something new every single day. I hope you guys all have a fantastic day.
No two other people I'd rather be wrong with.
Ain't no doubt about
we
it.
We all take our turns, for sure.
I know there was one text that came in just now, and it was from the 253. I know we're done with text. 253 says, have listened to your show since it started. As usual, you all have varying opinions. Some I agree with, some I don't. But I believe today is the top three that I've heard. Great job. And Ursula, Chef, I just want to say, that's because I get to hang out with you guys every single day. Sometimes we right, sometimes we wrong, but at the end of the day, we do it again tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Looking forward.
Thank you, and what, we not doing it tomorrow at 9?
No, of course. I said looking forward to it.
Oh. It is Fresh Fridays, and your boy be doing Fresh Fridays from his bedroom.
Yeah, do not come in, please.
No, I won't come in. Thank you, Andrew, for what you do on the board for us, sir. You are amazing. We do this again tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Fresh Fridays. Appreciate you listening. Love you for that. Be good.